Blog Talk Radio.
My soul says yes, 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 my Lord. My soul says yes, yes, yes. My soul says yes, 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 my Lord. My soul says yes, yes, yes. In the morning, yes, 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 my Lord. In the morning, yes, yes, yes. All day long, yes, 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 my Lord. All day long, yes, yes, yes. My soul says yes, 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 my Lord. My soul says yes, yes, yes. My soul says yes, yes to God. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. I am living it. I found out years ago that there is a difference in living and existing. Yes, I did. And I am so grateful to God that I found out the difference. To live is Christ. To die is gain, Paul said. And I understand it. You can just exist for everybody else. But to live, oh, it takes great strength. And so we can't do it by ourselves to truly live. We need help. And that help we need is from our Father. Our Father, yes, he hoped me out by telling me who I am. And that is a customer service agent for him. And what I do is service souls. You say, how do I service souls? And that's by encouraging others. This broadcast is encouraging others, encouraging you who are listening in on today, as we talk about this topic, activate God's word in your life. Activate God's word in your life. There's a difference between being active and not being active in the word of God. God's word, being active in your life. So I am so excited. I'm so excited that you are here with me on today as we go through this topic and talk about activating God's word in our lives. We've got to do that. We have got to do that. So I am so encouraged today. And thanking God that I am a practicing believer. And you got to get in that word and practice it. Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. And what is it all about? We want to please God. We want God to be pleased with our lives because our goal is not only just to be here on earth and live here, but it's to live in heaven. One of these days, every one of us, we're we're going to leave here and where will we spend eternity? Oh, it's not in the grave. No, no, no. We're going to leave there. We're going to leave there because that's just the body. But the spirit of man, thank you, you're going to spend eternity somewhere. And I want to spend it with Jesus. How about you? And so we have to practice living God's word. Practice the God habit. Develop a sense. Develop God habits. God habits. What would God have me to do? How would God do this? Develop that sense of God habits. God habits. And you won't worry about bad habits if you get in the habit of doing things God's way. What does his word say about this or that? And consult him. Consult God and see what would he say about the way that things are being done. And that's what we need to do. So I am encouraged on today as to who I am and what I'm doing on God's program. It keeps me in the Word. It keeps me searching. It keeps me searching and want to grow the more. Because, you know, I'm in God. I'm still a child. We are children of the Lord. We are children. We never get grown in God. But we're children, so we're going to always need Daddy. We always want Daddy to approve that we do. So we've got to activate. Say that with me. Activate God's word in our lives. It's got to be active, not dead. Active, not dead. God's word has to be active, moving, doing so. And so many people today, they own the devil's time because, what does it say? That an idle mind is the devil's workshop. The devil just loves to do anything to distract us. But we've got to activate God's word in us, in our lives, in our doings. Include him in. Include God in the things that we do and the things that we are going to do, the things that we say. Activate. Include God in and allow him to direct us in the things that we do. And it means that we have to slow down and do it on his time. We have to take time. It's not about having time, because all of us can say we don't have time, but it's about taking the time to get with God. If you had a case where you had to get with an attorney, you would set up an appointment, and you would take that time to get with him. If it's something that went wrong in your body and you need a doctor, you're going to take that time to make an appointment to see what's going on. Well, take the time to get into God's word, to get to know him better. Activate God's word in your life and in our lives. Well, let's have a word of prayer before we get into this topic. Activate God's word in your life. Well, bring your minds in for a few minutes. Bring your minds in. And whatever it is that you are needing the Lord to do for you, what you need, the song say, God's got it. God got everything we need. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. God's got it. God's guided. Amen. So I want you to bring your minds in, and I want you to put your mind on that you would have God to do for you. Amen. And believe God as we pray. As we pray, I want you to believe God for what it is that you're needing in your life. Because he says to us over in Mark 11 and 24 that whatsoever things we desire, that's just delicious. Whatsoever things we desire, when we pray, and we're getting ready to pray, we're getting ready to go to the throne. He said, but whatsoever ye desire when ye pray. And then he said, believe. Oh, God, thank you. Believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Believe that you receive it. Whatever that desire is, believe that you receive it when we pray. Believe it. Doubt not now. Doubt not. Believe it. And look what he say. He say, ye shall have it. Ye shall have it. You can have what you say when we pray. If you believe it, you can have it. Over in Luke 9:17-6, Jesus speaks to that mulberry tree, and he tell it to be plucked up, to be cursed, and be plucked up by the roots, and be cast into the sea. And he said, Jesus said it, and it should obey you. So what we say, our words, they are seeds. We're planting a seed with what we say. And God honors. He honors that. He looks for his word to perform it. He said that. He looks out for his word to perform it. So whatever your request is, when we pray, I am going to touch and agree with you for God to do just what that desire of yours is. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? You got it in your mind? And you're ready? You're ready to believe and take it? You're ready to believe and take it when we pray, while we're yet praying. Believe that God has worked it out. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ye shall have. Amen. So we praise God. We praise him. We praise God for who he is in our lives. So to activate, it means to make active or more active, to make, to convert, to treat, to set up, or formally institute, to put an individual or unit on active duty. So we've got to activate God's word. It's got to be active. It can't be dead. We can't be dead. We are lively stones when we have Christ in our lives. And that's the way that we have got to be. We've got to be active. So the word of God has got to be active in our lives. We've got to include him in on the things that we're doing. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, pierced even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's our God. His word, God's word, is filled. The Bible is just not another book, but it's God's word, and it's filled. His word is filled with his faith. And think about it, when mixed with our believing, oh my God. In Psalms 19, 10 through 19, you read that. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Have you? Oh, let me not wander. Let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. I will not forget thy word. So read that and think about that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Activate God's word in your life. Don't let it be a part of. Make it a part of your everyday. Your everyday. Make it a part of your everyday, God's word, praying, talking to him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because he did this for us. He left these instructions for us to live by. Matthew 22 and 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. So we err from not knowing what God has in store for us. We and the devil likes that. He likes that. Oh, but we need to get in God's word, activate it. Activate the word of God. Be active. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be perfect, man and woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Take the stress out of our living by living, acknowledging God all our ways. Our prayer, Lord, help us to activate your word in us, that we live your way. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen, amen. Well, all right, until the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, have a fabulous, fabulous day. Bye-bye now.